Back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. This is Tasting Tuesdays, which is sponsored by the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Matthew White, the proprietor of Hillsdale General Store and HGS Home Chef, back to Tasting Tuesdays. Hello, Matthew. Thanks again, Matthew, for coming out from the Berkshires today.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
By the way, we were really plugging the tortellini class was that at Hillsdale General, or is that at
HGS Home Chef? That's our kitchen store.
That makes sense. So that's right across the street from the general store, correct?
Right.
Okay, how'd that go?
It was fantastic. It was a hands-on class. You couldn't believe the mounds and mounds of tortellini made by the and eaten.
Really?
It was scrumptious, delicious, and fun.
But sadly, there are no samples today. I'll just have to pine for them on my own time. So a little bit of the background. We know the Hillsdale General Store and HGS Home Chef are in the heart of Hillsdale. Tell me just a little of the origin story again for everybody.
The General Store has been up for about 14 years. It's a historic General Store building, and we have two floors of antiques, vintage items, new items, lots of different departments, things for pets and kids, and we have coffee beans and all sorts of things. We're famous for our vintage barware, very cool stuff. So it's more of a housewares store, really, or a country lifestyle store, if you will. But across the street at HGS Home Chef, and HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, is our kitchen store. We have everything you need for the kitchen, the best selection of cookbooks around, many of them signed by the authors, who many of them have taught in our kitchen. We have actually two teaching kitchens. And over this year in September will be our 10th anniversary, and we will have done more than 550 cooking classes in the kitchens in that time.
And people can go to hillsdalegeneralstore.com to check out all the above.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're interested in cookbooks, purchasing.
We don't sell anything on our website, but you can get it.
But just in terms of what's available and when things are happening in terms of classes, et cetera. You have a mailing list.
Yep.
Get on there, folks. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the cookbooks, and can you just and you have all these, what I'm going to guess are known chefs or cookbook writers is a better way of putting it, who come through specifically to hit your spot and to do classes?
Well, you know, the Hudson Valley and the Berkshires is famous for a lot of creative people. So a lot of them actually live up here. You know, Hillsdale is where it's where the Berkshires kisses the Hudson Valley. That's where they meet.
Very romantically put, especially in lieu of Valentine's Day.
Yeah. But of course, who doesn't love cookbooks? We have some major cookbook authors, for example, Mother Joffrey. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I know the name.
She's a culinary goddess, and actually has taught at our class twice, and she's written something like 60 cookbooks.
Insane.
Yeah, she also happens to live in Hillsdale, if you can believe it.
I don't blame her. I've been there. It's a very, very nice place to live.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And, you know, she can get all her supplies down the street.
That's true. That's true.
And other cookbooks. Speaking of which, did I interrupt you?
No.
Okay. Today's, the samples are a little different. Very low in calorie. You brought, because I noticed that you brought cookbooks, et cetera.
Yeah, I thought rather than talk, tasting food, we'd talk about the preparation of food. So
sure.
I kind of picked an Italian theme for today's chat.
Inspired by Saturday's tortellini?
Yeah, exactly. So, some of our cookbooks, we have The Essentials of Classic Italian Cooking by Marcella Hazan. That's a classic book and this is the 30th anniversary edition. But if you love cookbooks, that's one you should have in your kitchen. We also have a good friend who lives more in toward Albany, Alexander Stafford, who just came out with a book earlier last year called Pizza Night. Fantastic book for those who like to make homemade pizza at home. And then our good friend Dan Pelosi, who writes often for the New York Times, a recipe writer. His cookbook is called Let's Eat. He's all about, I would say, Italian comfort food shared with the people you love. It's very filled with love and warmth and good food, lots of good meatballs, and he just recently moved to Hillsdale.
Wow. Any relation to Nancy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, why bring it up? Yeah, I'm sure he hears it all the time. But it's interesting. I mean, you know, you could have three different Italian cookbooks. Obviously, they could be incredibly diverse, right, in terms of the types of recipes they're in.
Well, you know, Italy wasn't a country till the 1860s. So really, these regional culinary traditions are quite different from north to south. You know, red sauce is not something you really think about in Venice. But so there's all these wonderful traditions of what I love about Italian food, and I think what most people love, is its so-called simplicity, but also its sophistication. So it's if it's really well prepared, and that's what we try to teach at Home Chef, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're in a particular area where I guess people are much open to the definition or, you know, what that can be. Like, you know, historically Americans expect a red sauce on their Italian food, and there's so much more, right?
Yeah, totally. Well, you know, when
you're not fighting some uphill battle in terms of...
I think also here in New York, red sauce is prevalent because all the Italians from the South moved to New York. All the Italians from the North moved to San Francisco. Yeah. Did you know that?
No, yeah. No, I didn't.
If you get lasagna in Venice, for example, it's with a white sauce and it's almost like tiramisu.
Yeah,
scrumptious, but very, very different. More, I would say, more refined. You know, less earthy. More.
You might find pine nuts in it.
Yep. Yep. Delicious.
Are you impressed? Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. By the way, cookbooks are always really an ideal gift just for about anybody. I just find that, you know, whether you're even that big of a cook, of course, it becomes a useful resource if you're not much of a cook. Right. And if you love cooking, what better way to build up your library of cookbooks, you know? So
exactly.
It's a win-win.
Well, you know, a lot of people I know just read cookbooks and they don't necessarily cook. They just love, there's so many of them are so beautifully written, and who doesn't like to read about food, you know?
Right. And we know that there's a whole subset of photography devoted only to photographing food.
Right.
So they're beautiful books.
Yeah. Yeah.
You brought all three Italian cookbooks. Is that what you said?
These are all three.
Those three authors you mentioned?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or rather cooks.
Yeah.
Are they cooks or authors? They're both. Why?
Well, you know, some cookbook authors are chefs. Some cookbook authors are recipe writers. You
right.
know? So they approach it from different angles, which makes it so interesting.
And how many cookbooks would you say are in at the store?
Oh, hundreds. Yeah.
It's
piles and piles. They're very carefully curated. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. And when we have outside visitors teaching, you know, we had a chef from Australia teach last year, and she was amazed at what we carried and thought it was well curated. So we appreciate that. Yeah, we try hard.
Just to divert for a moment, since you brought it up, we know that this tortellini class ended up being sold out the other day,
right,
on Saturday. Do you have other classes coming up you can talk about yet? Or?
Yeah, we just actually 3 days ago listed a whole new slate of classes now through May.
Oh, great.
We have a Passover class with Miriam Rubin, which is going to be not how to make matzo ball soup or grandma's brisket, but she's going to do all sides and a cake. Very interesting new takes on, not new takes, but interesting flavorful takes on sides, which you can take to a host or host yourself. So that's one class.
If anybody invites you to a Seder, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's right.
If anybody invites you to one of these Passover Seder, you should go. It's really heartwarming. It's wonderful. I miss it. The generation of people that were hosting that in my family are kind of, you know, gone or,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's so a beautiful experience.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
And a fascinating culinary experience, you know, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry.
We have an Easter European favorites class. It's going to be pierogi and things like that. It'll be a hands-on class. Very delicious. We have two knife skills class coming up. Very hands-on. You're going to learn how to use all the knives on the deck. Mastering Chicken with Sylvia Becker, who just taught our pasta class. She's fantastic. So she's going to teach how to break down a whole chicken. Instead of buying chicken parts, buy the whole darn chicken, you know, and that you save money, and then you can prepare it. She'll show you how to butterfly or spatchcock a chicken and roast it, poach it, braise it. So there's going to be a lot of chicken in that class.
I was just thinking, again, what a great thing for couples to do, or friends, however you define couple. What a great idea for a fun, it's just like one-off class.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Well, most of our classes end, 99% of them end in lunch or brunch, whatever it is.
Oh, right.
So you have a good meal, and they're limited to 10 people, so it's not a huge crowd. Mm-hmm. Some of them are hands-on, some of them are demonstration. But it's usually the knife skills class is just a technique class. There's no eating in that one. But otherwise, across the board, there lots of good food.
Right. And you can make friends there. It sounds like an opportunity to meet people that you have a common interest with, potentially.
Yeah.
It's nice definitely. Socially. And a nice gift to give somebody who likes to cook or wants to be more educated as a cook. It's a great way to give them a gift that keeps on giving. You could benefit by sending someone you care about to a cooking class.
Yeah, we do a lot of gift certificates. For
oh them. Yeah,
and it's really, you know, I having watched these classes over the last 10 years, I've always considered myself a pretty good cook. I'm not a culinary expert or anything, but you know, I have learned so much. My cooking is 100% better, just like peeking in on these classes. You know, it's amazing what you learn.
Well, I think it may sound like I'm being hyperbolic, but I have a phobia about cooking.
You do?
It's very strange. It's been going on for decades.
No.
And I'd like to get past it. Especially my partner, she would love that too. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It was back decades ago where I was responsible for cooking for this whole household of people once a week.
Yeah.
And I always had loved cooking before. My mom was an exceptionally good cook.
Yeah.
And she taught me a lot. And I was always enjoyed it until this time. And then all of a sudden, I just became kind of phobic about it. Like,
was it just the pressure? Or
maybe it, I think that's where it started.
You know, maybe it took the joy out of it.
It took some of the, yeah.
Because
like, it should be a joyful thing, right?
Cooking is hard work. You know, there's no doubt about it. And when you have to do it, it's not necessarily
fun. But it's love.
But it is.
It's love,
you know,
right?
It is. And I also have to learn, I have learned how to have more joy in the mundane things of like chopping onions and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then when you do it as an art form, it's truly joyful. And it is a full expression of love, 100%.
This has been such a pleasure. Before we wind down, though, you also brought in a couple of implements, it looks like, from the kitchen.
Well,
store.
Our kitchen store, we sell more than cookbooks. We have all the gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
I've brought a few Italian-themed things. Actually, this is a spider, which is more for Asian food. It looks like a spatula, but instead of a flat thing at the end, it's a little shallow bowl made of mesh. You use this for pulling things out of
fryer
oil, or it's very good for pulling tortellini out of the pot.
Like
small size pasta.
That makes sense.
You know, a gnocchi board, it's like a little wooden paddle, but with ridges, and it helps you shape. If you are going to go as far as making your own pasta, this is a thing you need to put those ridges on so that the shape of the pasta collects the sauce nicely. So things like that, I think no kitchen is complete without a microplane, which is great for grating garlic. You don't even have to peel it. You can just grate the cloves, and it makes it super refined. And, of course, it's really good for grating Parmesan cheese for that feathery, soft finishing for pasta. Oh, heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
So having the right tools means a lot.
Oh, man. I knew I should have had a little snack before we got started. Now I'm going to run over and get some Italian food somewhere. Yeah. Matthew White is the proprietor of Hillsdale General Store and HGS Home Chef, both right there in the center of town, right in the same little spot, if you will. And you can go to the website, hillsdalegeneralstore.com, to get all the details, find out what's going on, get on their newsletter. I'm sure they're on social media. How could they not have an Instagram account if they have people photographing food, for God's sake? Let's do another one of these soon.
I'd love it.
You know, when it makes sense, we'll figure it out. Thanks so much for coming on, Matthew.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.